Hello, everybody. So this is a talk about Cripad. So maybe first question, who has used Cripad here? Like, okay, big room. So, and who doesn't know Cripad and wants to know more about it? Okay, good. Great. Perfect. So let's go. I'm Ludovic Dubost. I'm the CEO of the company XWiki that does Cripad. So XWiki is a company that does both a wiki software, XWiki, and builds also Cripad. So we have been started building Cripad for 10 years. So what is exactly Cripad? Well, Cripad is a document editor. So think like Google Docs. You have a lot of document editing where you will find PowerPoint, like equivalents to PowerPoint, Excel, Word, but also text pads, also rich text pad in HTML. You'll also find a whiteboard. But then you will have some additional features, which we'll talk about. But so one of the aspects is that it has all real-time editing. So that means you can edit with other people, like in Google Docs or like in Etherpad or in a few tools like that. We also have some additional features like calendars, Drive, Teams, which makes Cripad a full collaboration platform. But the most innovative and interesting part of Cripad is that it's end-to-end encrypted. So what does it exactly mean? It means your data will be protected. I'll get back to that to explain a bit how it works. So one of the key aspects of Cripad is that it will give you a familiar interface, so something that is easy to use. Like one of the assumptions we take is that if we want people to get off the big techs, we need to give them something simple. And if we're giving them encryption and security, it needs to come without too much cost in terms of understanding of the platform. It needs to be easy. Encryption and security tends to be complicated, okay? Like that it's difficult to understand, difficult what you need to do. And if we want people to use encryption and protect their data, we need to give them something simple. And Cripad is, of course, a full open source platform in AGP LV3. So Cripad has received 11 years of development, so we started 11 years ago, and you can also try it on Cripad FR. So anybody can start using Cripad right away. You go on Cripad FR, which is the flagship instance of Cripad. So we host it in the Cripad team, and you can start using Cripad, and it's extremely easy to start using Cripad. The only thing you need, you can just start without even creating an account. You click on one of these documents here on the link when you get to Cripad FR, and you get a collaborative document. And then you have a button, create a link to share it with people. So one very important thing, in order to keep the security of Cripad, if you create a sharing link using that way, using the link creation instead of the sharing through the Cripad platform, which requires people to register, if you share a link, share it using a secure platform. Otherwise, you're breaking the security of Cripad. So share it using Signal, Matrix, Element, so systems that are also encrypted. Don't send it by mail. If you send it by mail, you're taking a risk. If you absolutely need to send it by mail, you can add a password to the link, and you can give the password by text message, by phone, to the people that you're sending the link to. And in that case, you won't have broken the security. So what we believe is that you can get collaboration and privacy at the same time, that you can get both. And this is what we're trying to do with Cripad. So security by design, what does it exactly mean? So one of the problems with encryption is that everybody says that they're doing encryption. So if you ask Google, Google is encrypted. It's HTTPS, okay? Like, so HTTPS is encrypted. But what is very important is that, well, you always have an encryption between the user and the storage, but once it gets to the server, at that point, it becomes unencrypted again. So the internet is massively encrypted when it comes to the communication between a client and a server, but at the server level, it gets unencrypted. So what does it mean? It means admin can actually look at the data. Now, there is a second level that actually big tech say they use encryption for, that, we encrypt the disks. So we encrypt the disks, but in reality, the admins still have the keys to that disk. So the admins can still see the data. And so this ends up being a bit of encryption washing. Like, yeah, we do security. It's great. It's super secure. But in this system, admins can always see the data. With end-to-end encryption, so the word end-to-end is very important for those that don't know that word. It's very important. End-to-end means it's encrypted from the user to the system, and it stays encrypted there, and the admins don't have the key. So the key is owned by the users. Only the users have the key. The admins cannot look at the data. And that's what's happening with CryptPad. If you use CryptPad E4, if you create a document on CryptPad E4, we, the hosters of CryptPad, on CryptPad E4, that's us, or if you use another CryptPad server, the people managing that server cannot see your data. So what's important to understand is that encryption in itself is not enough. It really needs to, it needs to come with how the key management is done. And that is end-to-end encryption with good key management. So when you get to an encrypted platform, it's important to think about how the keys are managed. And so we should all favor end-to-end encrypted solutions because they really protect the data more. So systems like Signal, Element, CryptPad, or Proton. Proton is not fully open source, so Proton tends to show their source for the clients. They're not an open source platform because all the service system is not open source. So usually serious end-to-end encrypted platform always show the source of their client because you cannot prove that it actually does what it's supposed to do if nobody can look at the code. So open source for end-to-end encryption platform is actually critical. It's really important because people need to be able to audit the code to verify that it's actually doing what it promises to do. And one thing that is important to understand with end-to-end encryption is that it might come, and it comes usually with some loss of features. It's more complex to build all collaboration features using end-to-end encryption, so we need to be honest about it. But CryptPad is a proof that you can actually go quite far. So you can build quite a lot of collaboration features with end-to-end encryption when you put your mind to it. So when the big techs or when other companies say, no, we can't do it, no, they have the money to do it. If they wanted, they could do it. They just don't want to do it because they like to see the data. So CryptPad is about cryptography first, so I won't go too much into that because even myself, I don't fully understand it. So this is explaining how encryption works in CryptPad. So the key point in CryptPad, so when you create a document has a key. Every document in CryptPad will have a different key. So there's going to be a key for every document. And that's where the drive is very important. All your keys will be stored in your drive so that it's simple to use. So the drive acts like a wallet. A wallet where you put your keys. You put your cards, basically, that gives you access to every document. And your drive itself is an encrypted document itself. And this drive is encrypted using your username and password. So if you use CryptPad, if tomorrow you decide to start using CryptPad, your username and password will never be known to us. They are your keys to the system. We cannot recover your data if you lose your username and password. So the combination of your username and password becomes your key using a secure algorithm called S-Crypt. And these two items are things that we don't know on our side, and we cannot help you recover if you lose them. So it's going to be super important for you to back this information up in a secure location. So in a password manager, on a paper in a safe, on a paper in an envelope somewhere in your home that nobody knows where it is. It's super important. Like, otherwise you risk losing your data. We cannot do anything for you if you're losing your data. Maybe in the future we'll allow you to give your keys to a group of friends which could recover them together for you in order to have a backup system, but today we don't have that type of feature. So if you lose your username password, you lose your data. This is by design, and if we were able to do it, then it would mean that we're not doing what we're saying we're doing. So it's encryption for all. The goal of CryptPad is really that anybody can use it. It should be familiar, it should be easy to use. So when you get to a drive, you click, you open a document, it's simple to use. So we also worked a lot on accessibility because we believe that it should be usable by anybody. So it's not easy to make platforms like CryptPad fully accessible, because all the editing tools are quite complex in terms of how to use them, because it's not only about viewing and reading documents, it's about writing them, so it adds a level of complexity. But we've did quite a lot of work also with the help of NLNet funding that and giving us free audits in order to improve the accessibility of the platform. So this is something we're continuing to try to do. The quote is actually the result of an audit. So that we have a system that's quite accessible already. So what happened in 2025? So first, the main thing we know on how to measure if CryptPad is liked and loved by people is people using it. So the first thing is that we have 2,000 instances. So 2,000 people have installed the CryptPad server. For these servers, we don't really know how many people are using them. Like they're just independent servers. And you have on CryptPad, if you go to CryptPad.org, there is a free instance list. So you can have free instance lists that are managed independently by people in different countries. The way it's hosted is mentioned. We cannot vouch for them, for these instances. It's important because we don't know who's handling the instances. So and there's still the level of trust that you need to have with the hoster, is that while the hoster cannot see the data, the hoster could hack the code and modify the code and then steal your data. So it's still important to have some level of trust with your hoster. CryptPad is not here to protect you from malicious users. It's protecting you to what we call in security, what is called in security, honest but curious. That means you could be curious, but you're honest. So you're not going to try to see the data. You're not going to hack to see the data. You're going to decide. You're going to be honest. You're not going to be tempted to see the data. And it's like basically the idea that if the data is visible, then people will read it. So I'll speed up a bit. So 2.5 to 3 million pads every month are read on our CryptPad flagship instance. So the CryptPad flagship instance is the most used instance in the world, we believe. There's like 60,000 people having accounts and using them every month. 100,000 people using forms. I didn't mention forms at this point. We also have a survey system which allow people to protect the answers of survey, and that's heavily used. It's very heavily used in the internet. We have 7,000 rich text documents, 500,000 per month office documents that are open. This is a registration curve. You can see over the last 30 days, it's growing quite a lot. And the reason it's growing quite a lot is that in 2005, we've been growing a lot in the US. So you can try to guess why it's growing in the US. And in the last 60 days, it has almost double usage in the US. And the reason is that activists need to protect their data to communicate with other activists. And that's, in particular, the form system is heavily used by activists to